Today, you'll get no-nonsense plan for skin that actually improves with age, how physical and non-physical health drive your skin, how to spot subconscious beliefs that sabotage results, and what new aesthetics look like when they're being treated like the whole person. Now, stay tuned for five actions that you could start this week that's going to help you. And if this helps you right now, follow The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi on Apple, Spotify, and su subscribe to YouTube at Stacey Chalemi Advisor. One tap helps more people get re real results. Now, today I'm very excited because we have Cindy Tulsar. She's the founder of White Magnolia Skin Institute, a leading whole approach to skin. And welcome, Cindy. I'm so glad that you're on the show today. I'm really excited to get right into this because this is one topic I love because our whole body affects the way we feel, what we put in our bodies. Everything we do affects our skin, even our environment, what we breathe in, everything. So I just, one sentence, how are physical and non-physical health equal players in skin age and health of the game?
Oh, I'm so glad to be here, Stacey. And that is a great question because in our society, so many people want to focus either on just their physical health, like their diet or exercise, and maybe a little bit of some stress reduction included. Or they're all about the non-physical, where they're really working on their spiritual side and really working on their stress reduction, and they're only doing maybe a little bit of that diet, exercise, piece. Ultimately, they are equal players. We are non-physical beings here having a physical experience. And so we must address both the physical and the non-physical at all times in order to truly obtain health and healthy skin.
I love that. Now, what are the top three drivers you see behind dull, reactive, or tired skin, like sleep, maybe protein, or maybe it's chemistry?
You know, th there's so many more than three.
Yeah.
I would say from a physical perspective, because we use a functional medicine approach, and functional medicine has four main factors. There's the chronic inflammation, nutrient deficiencies, gut dysbiosis, and mitochondrial failure that are kind of the root causes of disease and dysfunction within the body. And so when we're talking about the physical side, from a diet standpoint, sugar. Sugar is the number one thing, and it consume way too much sugar in our society. The number of sugary beverages that people are consuming, it's in my personal opinion, it is the most toxic thing that we're doing because it's just going so unnoticed. The other thing is sleep. Sacrificing sleep is really getting at all, it affects all four root causes. So does the sugar, but our sleep is really underappreciated as well. And from a non-physical standpoint, how we handle stressors in our environment and those limiting beliefs that we have at our in our subconscious mind, those are the things that, if I was to pick the top three, those are the three that I think are the most important for our health and our skin health.
When people have the littlest thing going on in their body, a lot of times you can just tell by the way their skin looks. If it's dull, sometimes it's just the way it looks. It doesn't look right. It could be extra dry, and people don't realize that it affects your whole body. I'm so glad that you mentioned about the gut because the gut plays a big role, and I don't think people realize how big that gut health, and leaky gut syndrome can actually play on a person's skin.
Oh, absolutely. Our microbiome has been barely scratching the surface, if you will, with coming aboard or coming along in the mainstream as far as an understanding of how it actually plays in our body. But we have actually more microbial DNA in our body than we have human DNA in our body. So if you think you're all human, yeah, you're not. Those microbes are super important for balancing everything. All of the processes within our body are affected by that microbiome balance. And so when we have things like leaky gut and chronic inflammation, or we're missing out on some key nutrients, or even just fiber, which we also have a hugely fiber deficient society as well. When we're not feeding that gut microbiome well, it shows up on our skin. There's a definite gut skin axis, and the microbiome plays a huge role in that, in affecting everything. So if you're having issues on your skin or anywhere really, the microbiome plays a massive role in that.
Yes, yeah, it really does. And I'm so glad that you brought that up. Now, give us your 1 week skin reset, like exact daily moves that most women will feel and see. And I should say, not just women, but also men too, because I've noticed that men care a lot about their skin, how it looks. They want to look young just as much as women do.
Absolutely. Now, this is where just it's not going to work for everybody, right? So, as there are no two humans that are identical on this planet, it's impossible to say exactly what will benefit each individual person. That's
Yes.
where with my integrative esthetician, the course that I have created online, we are teaching that critical thinking to take that individual and say, this is their entire situation, and these are the things that might help. But I'm not about, and our clients honestly are not about making big swooping changes.
Yeah.
We've proven time and time again, humans are not adept at big, huge change and maintaining it. We can make the big change, but it's the maintaining it, and that goes into the subconscious mind. But
Right.
if I was going to say the top three things that will really help with the skin is, number one, really watching the diet as far as like sugar, right? Because the sugar is affecting all the things. If we can incorporate some form of stress reduction, whether it's meditation or walking or listening to music, whatever it might be for the person, that's huge. Our stress, right? When you look in the mirror, you know when you're like, "Ooh, I'm not looking so good," and it's because you're running yourself ragged. Some good exercise, right? Let's not forget what some good moderate exercise is going to do for detoxifying the body and the skin, and really helps with all of those physical aspects of the root causes of disease, like the mitochondrial failure and the chronic inflammation. And then the other piece that's really important is, even though you only said three, like I told you, I could go on and on, is lymphatic drainage. Our lymph system is basically the detoxifier. It's a huge part of our immunity. And when we can move our lymph, we are able to get rid of toxins that are hanging out on the skin, and it benefits every aspect of the human body. Because this is the piece that we forget in our society. The skin is not just some random covering like saran wrap. It is the largest organ of the body. And not one cell, not one tissue, not one organ, not one system in the body can function independently of the others. So we have to start looking at the whole person. And so each individual person, if they're really wanting to take stock and really start getting their skin healthy, they themselves know, oh, it's that wine I'm drinking every night, or it's the fact that I haven't sweated in 3 months, or right. So we all internally know what we can do for our own health. But the piece that gets missed the most, generally speaking, is the subconscious mind limiting belief piece.
Yeah.
Those limiting beliefs that sabotage our good efforts. And so
Right.
when we can do some work at the subconscious level to make it so that those efforts we're doing with our exercise and our diet are going to be sustainable, then we hit the magic.
Yeah. Oh, I love that answer. I love it. I love it. Now, you say that the subconscious runs through the show. Like, what does that mean for skin outcome and for aging confidence?
Oh, sure. Well, a little bit about our subconscious mind. So it's not something that's discussed a whole lot in mainstream, but just as a quick snippet, if you were to visualize an iceberg, right, you've got the little tiny bit up top and then the massive part below. Your
Right.
subconscious is that massive part below. The conscious mind is the part you can see. So our conscious mind being our choices, our planning, our active thoughts about something like, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to stop drinking my sugar, right?
Yeah.
And then your subconscious mind are those programmed beliefs that the majority of them were programmed from in utero to about age eight.
Yeah.
And those are the beliefs that we have that are running in the background, and they are running the show.
Right.
So we are programmed to have beliefs like, I love myself, I hate myself, I can, I can't, I am worthy, I am unworthy. Or but when we have those limiting beliefs about, for example, I'm not worthy, well
Yeah.
then when I go to make these changes and it gets hard, right? The subconscious mind kicks in when we're either in routine or fear is
Yeah.
happening, then the subconscious is going to kick in and sabotage your efforts
Right.
every time. So I've lived it myself. I've done tons and tons of work of transforming my limiting beliefs at the subconscious level, and it's profound. And just like it's super important, so is that the rest of the story on the physical side.
Right. Oh, I love that answer. Now, walk us through a 2-minute nervous system reset for skin, like breathing, posture, one phase to drop like inflammation, maybe.
Oh, sure. Honestly, just getting in that quiet space. I know personally, I set an alarm on my phone. It goes off every hour. And that is the reminder for me to breathe and to get into my higher self, even if it's only for 30 seconds, right?
Right.
It's a reminder that this is really important and I need to stop and take the time. The
Right.
more we can do actions that are brief and simple that are going to help us stay lower stressed and calm, it's going to show on our skin.
Yeah.
That is a huge thing. And drinking good water. There's so many toxins in tap water, so be very careful about that. You can go to the Environmental Working Group and look and see what
Yeah.
your tap water is like in your area. But good quality water with minerals in it, and drinking an adequate amount. And if you can't find good quality mineral water, drink some water that has electrolytes, not sugar, but
Yeah.
electrolytes in it, so that your body can use that water better.
Right.
Those two things are things you can do throughout the day. They don't require any extra effort for the most part,
Right.
and they have a huge impact on the skin.
Yeah.
So, I'm a huge believer in high quality, good skincare, and active action for my skin, right? Nourishing from the outside as much as from the inside. But the
Right.
water and the stress reduction techniques, whatever those might be that resonate with you, those are going to do the quickest improvements.
I love that. Now, what does a simple AM PM ritual look like that locks in consistency without perfectionism?
Right. So, you know, and this is going to be for everybody because everybody has a different way that they like to approach things.
Yes.
I am a minimalist. Let's be clear. I joke with my students when I'm demonstrating a facial, I give a very low frills facial, but man, do you feel loved, and I get all in there. That's who I am. And we have to make sure that we're honoring who we are as beings when we incorporate some sort of a routine.
Yes.
So for some people, it might be a cleanser, some serums and moisturizer and sunscreen every morning, and then in the evening a cleanser with some mild exfoliation and some retinol and or Retin-A and more serums and more moisturizers. It's really going to just depend on the person.
Right.
And you know, the actions are they are important. Don't get me wrong. I'm not minimizing the benefits of good quality skincare and going and getting good services from an esthetician that you really resonate with and can
Right.
work as a team with. But it doesn't have to necessarily be expensive, and it doesn't
Right.
have to be fussy. So you can find high quality items, skincare items, you know, at Whole Foods. You can find some really great products at Whole Foods, or
Right.
that esthetician that you've partnered with, ask her for her recommendations. That is what she's there for. And
Yeah.
work with that esthetician to use those products. And how do I use these effectively? And what is my skin going to be benefited by?
Right.
And hopefully your esthetician has done more education. Like I said, that the class, the integrative esthetician that teaches you how to critically think and treat your clients as an individual and incorporate all of this, it's
Right.
huge. So
Yeah.
yeah, because I'm not a big fan of giving people a 10-step method and 10 products that they need to use, but some people want that.
Yeah.
And that is what resonates with them. And so I say, hey, go for it.
I love it. Now, what should pros look beyond the skin hydration, the protein targets, the sleep, the stress, look, and load before selling another activate?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? I apologize.
So when should professionals look beyond the skin hydration, like the protein targets, the sleep, the stress, the load before selling another activate? Like when do you start to say, whoa, I think it's more than just there's something going on here, and instead of just piling up a bunch of skin products, looking for specific things that maybe even people, you can't be your own doctor, but maybe if certain things are occurring, maybe it's not enough of sleep, maybe it's something else like we talked about. Your skin might start changing, and these are some red flags that you might want to consider if you start seeing your skin start to change.
100%, 100%. And that's really what I'm teaching, is those fundamental principles about physical health and then the non-physical health. So when we have a client come to us, and we can listen to that client and ask the right questions. That's one of the tools that I provide, are the questions to ask and why we are asking them. But
Right.
so then you can look at this client's answers and hear not only what they are saying, but how they're saying it, which is just as important.
Right.
And then you can use your critical thinking to say, you know what? Man, you exercise, you do all these things, but wow, you're really stressed right now because your mom died a month ago or 2 months ago, and you think you're supposed to be over the grief. You're
Yeah.
not supposed to be over the grief. Let's
Yes.
give our clients permission to recognize that grief shows up on their skin, just
Yeah.
like the chocolate pie and glass of wine that you had the night before. And none of the stuff that I teach is anything that you can't find in the mainstream. It's just packaged all together in a nice little tidy package. But
Yeah.
when we can listen to that client and go, oh, you know what? Perhaps just eliminating those sugary beverages. Take that one step. And then when you get the client to understand and to buy in that's a harmful thing for them, and they eliminate it, and then after a week or two, they start to see that their skin is improving and they've changed nothing else. Then you get the buy-in. Then you get that client saying, well, what else could change with? That's not like that wasn't that difficult. Sure, maybe you get the headache for a couple of days or whatever, but it's getting rid of sugar isn't that hard to do.
I think people don't even realize how toxic sugar is. Like when I got off of sugar, it was like getting off of heroin, and I did get the headaches and all the other good stuff. But once I got over it, my body felt so much better. I felt better. Everything felt better. The, fogginess went away, and I was able to function better. And I believe my skin looked a lot better. It glowed, and it just looked healthier. It was like, I think it affected every single part of my body, to be honest with you.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. Well, when you figure if, we have so many people that have fungal issues on their skin, right? What is this, on social media, in all the Facebook groups and stuff, I see there's constantly people posting pictures of skin conditions on there wanting people to give advice. That's coming from within. I want to yell. Come on, it's coming from within. It's either something they're It's something that they're putting in their body, or they're something that they're depriving their body of. And so if they're constantly putting in the sugar, it's gonna show. And when we feed nothing but sugar, so much sugar to the gut biome, then we're feeding the yeast. We're not feeding the healthy bacteria and microbes. We're feeding the junk. And that's where then, because it's all connected, then you end up with these fungal infections and fungal things going on the skin. And so it's all connected for sure. But yeah, sugar is, but our society celebrates it. Sure, a piece of cake when you go to a birthday party, great, but you're not eating it constantly throughout your day, every day. That's where the real damage is happening, because our poor little cells are not getting a reprieve, and our little mitochondria are dying. And if the mitochondria are dying, so are the cells, and if the cells are, so are the tissues, and it just is going to keep going. And yeah, it's very unfortunate. I wish there was a way that I could personally fix it, but I guess awareness is the best correction. So
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. There are some hot topics out there: skin cycling, red light, therapy, peptides, barrier repair. What's your take on them, and where do people go wrong? Because people, there's so much information out there, and now a lot of times I read information, and a lot of it is misinformation. When you have all these options out there, what's really good, what's really not, and what's your intake on all those things that we just mentioned?
I think there are some things that have great value. Red light therapy has been around for a long time. It's really beneficial. Red and blue, blue more targeted towards acne. High frequency. Have you experienced high frequency for yourself? So high frequency is a wand. I mean, your esthetician probably has one, or you can get it on Amazon. But this actually is super beneficial. It's one of my very favorite tools to use, because it's inexpensive, it's easy to do, and it has a big bang for the buck when it's
Really?
going to help nourish the healthy microbes, and it kills the harmful microbes on the skin. It was actually created by Tesla, however many decades ago. So I'm a fan of, there are so many things out there. There's only one actual service out there that I caution people with, and those are those plasma pens. I've seen more
Okay.
damage come from those than
Really?
actually benefits. Yeah. But a good old Microderm. I mean, Microderm is the gold standard. It's
Yeah.
gives you an instant result. It gives you a little bit of a healing response, right? Because you remove that protective barrier and your body's like, wait. And so it thinks it's been wounded, and so it creates a healing response. Same thing with peels and microneedling. Love microneedling.
Yeah.
It's probably one of my very favorite services. The main thing is, as long as the person that you're receiving the service from is educated about it
Yeah.
and can speak to where the results are actually coming from,
Right.
that's the key. There unfortunately are a lot of people out there that are performing services that they have no business performing.
Right.
A professional should not be learning their techniques and their skills that they're selling to the public on YouTube. Plain and
Yeah.
simple.
100%.
But pretty much all of the esthetician-based services that folks can offer, if they're well trained and again they're applying them to the client using critical thinking, they're
Yeah.
phenomenal. I'm a huge fan. I happen to be a chemical peel addict. I love
Yeah.
chemical peels. And the beauty of chemical peels is they're as much fun for me to do as they are to actually receive. So yeah, I could go on and on.
I love that. What was that skin wand you mentioned? Because that got me a little curious. What was that?
Sure, it's high frequency. So you can find it online. It's ultimately a wand that has a glass electrode that plugs in. And inside the glass are either argon or neon or a combination of the two, and they are noble gases. And what happens is when they are electrified and you hold them, you want to use like a gauze or have a micro space in between the wand and the skin. And when you do that, it creates ozone. And that in that micro space. And so the harmful bacteria like fungus and pyacnes and the other bacteria and microbes that we don't necessarily appreciate on our skin or
Yeah.
overgrowth on our skin. And then it feeds the nourishing bacteria. And so
Oh.
I love it. I've seen great results for my folks that have acne. It can be a game changer. And again, acne is going to depend on the whole picture of why the person has it, but it is one of those tools that you can throw in there and say, let's try this. And some people get amazing results from it.
Yeah.
My daughter's eczema, she had a huge eczema flare several years ago, and we were not having any luck with creams and such as that. And I'm a anti-steroid user.
Yeah.
I refuse to slather my kids in that. And so we used high frequency, and she just did it a couple times a day, and it was vastly improved, like hugely.
Wow.
So it's a really cool device that doesn't really have any downside that I have seen. I've used it on a lot of things on my own, right? So I'm very much a DIYer, and so I find it really fun to use and be like, let's see what it does for this.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Now, if an esthetician wants to evolve, like what are the first two skills to add this year to help clients more?
Sure. Honestly, I feel like it's deepening the education, not just about a tool,
Yeah.
but the tool of the mind, learning
Yes.
how to critically think, learning how to provide more value to the client. Right now, it's a slow time in the beauty world for a lot of people, not
Yeah.
everybody. But if you look at social media, there's a lot of people struggling and talking about it on social media, which kind of makes it more pronounced. But clients, when we have an economic downturn, it's not that they stop spending money per se, but they start choosing how they spend their money and they spend it more wisely. And so if an esthetician is struggling with their clients not coming back, perhaps we need to look at what value are we actually offering our clients? Are we only offering those superficial, very skin surface, if you will, no pun intended, level services that aren't really giving the client a whole lot of results, or they're not feeling like your services are coming from like a lead, you're not the leader, right? They're just coming kind of like and just kind of like a drive-through, if you will. But when we start really working on understanding more about the skin and educating our clients and using our tools that I teach in that class to critically think, then we establish relationships. And people are a lot more hesitant to stop coming to someone that they have a relationship with versus someone that is just, you know, a service. So it's taking it to a deeper level.
I love it. I love it. Now, what's your minimum effect dose for skincare products like cleanse or to treat and to protect so people don't start overdoing it? Because a lot of times people get really excited when they see start ch changes and they're like, well, if I do a little extra, probably make things better. Like, when is it too much? And, how careful should somebody be?
Sure. And this is one of the things that I do teach my students. It depends on the person. And again, I keep saying that it's like the blanket answer, but here's why. Is not only is it our skin type and our health and our non-physical health and all of that, but then there it's our being. So we have, right, we all have our own being. And we have people, and it's a full spectrum. So we have our sensitives and we have our very much non-sensitives on the far other end of the spectrum. And so when I have a sensitive, those people are, right, they're sensitive to their environment. It's an actual being. It's not a right, wrong, good or bad. It being sensitive can be a very strong gift, but it's not a gift when we don't honor it. And so sensitives run into problems when they are following blanket advice that is way too harsh for them. So when someone tells a sensitive, oh, well, you need to use these four products and have these services done, and it's and the sensitive person is like feeling like they're on their heels or they can't breathe, then they need to trust that. We need to also, as the consumer, learn to honor who we are and say, I'm not going to do all of that. I'm going to ease into this because that's how I function best. But then there are those folks that are like, bring it. I want it all. Come on, throw it at me. And so then honor that too, right? I mean, I'm certainly going to be cautious with them and make sure that they're really being true to their being and they're not just trying to fulfill some societal expectation. There's a big difference there. But man, I don't want to hold my racehorse back if they're saying, no, I want to do it all. Okay, well let's do two-thirds of it all and see how you go. And then we'll add quickly. But just like I would say, I'm going to throw the book at my sensitive and expect them to thrive either. So again, it's all about understanding the actual individual. And the individual needs to understand themselves and be able to communicate that as well. So empowering the voice. As women, and primarily women are the ones getting skincare services, and men do too. But we all need to be able to express ourselves and to honor ourselves. for
Yes,
sure.
100%. And some people, I notice some people are afraid to express themselves, but when it comes to their bodies and it comes to what, their concerns, people have to just step up to the plate and say, it's my body. I need to understand what's going on because it's affecting me, and people have to remember that, I think.
And absolutely. And unfortunately, now I grew up a nurse. So just like I grew up in the Western medical model. And so I know where they do well and I know where they don't. And Western medicine has disempowered the patient for decades. Ultimately, at least the last 50 years. And it's been this slow programming of, oh, you go to your doctor if you're sick and they give you a pill or they give you an antibiotic. And so we've been trained that way as a society. And it's so disempowering. It's so the opposite of what leads to true health, empowering people and educating them about listen to your own body and telling people that their body can heal. We don't have to have a medication to heal. You can heal even bacterial infections without antibiotics. Now, is it going to take longer? Yes. But are you going to keep from screwing up your microbiome? Yes. So again, I'm not telling people to not take antibiotics. Don't get me wrong. If you need them, you need them. But I'm just saying, it is possible, but Western medicine does not teach that. They teach pharmaceuticals, which are just covering up symptoms. Your symptoms, we've also been taught that symptoms are bad. Symptoms are our messages. Our body is sending us a message, and it's going to start out as something quiet, like, excuse me, excuse me. And that might be, a little bit of a minor skin condition. And then the more you're not paying attention and the more you're just ignoring and ignoring what your body is saying, it's finally going to be like, hello, are you in there? Right? It's going to start pounding on the wall. And this is the progression of disease. But nowhere does that Western medical model, for the most part, there are wonderful physicians out there, but they're, let's be clear. We don't get that empowerment to listen. And that's the most important part, to listen and go, I wonder what this means. Not, I should silence this, right? Isn't it ironic that we live in such a silencing society and we silence our own bodies with drugs, medications, alcohol, drugs, all the things. We're silencing ourselves.
100%. We just mask those symptoms, but they're not going away. They're still there. And people have to realize that you're not healing yourself. You're just taking away the symptoms. You're not taking care of the root cause. And that's what a lot of
Absolutely.
people have to realize is that, oh, I feel better. You feel better because the symptoms have been taken away. But then, that root cause, that problem is still existing and it's not going away and it's eventually probably going to get worse, So people have to really
Exactly.
consider that, I think. I don't think, I know.
100%, 100%. We've been talking about sugar quite a bit. If you think about it, the sugar is just increasing our insulin sensitivity. It's basically killing, causing diabetes, if you will. Nowhere in the commercials that you watched for the medications or anything like that, is there empowerment to, oh, you mean diabetes is autoimmune, type 2 anyway, is autoimmune and I could change my lifestyle and get rid of it? Oh no, it's here, take this medication. Oh, now we're going to add another one and another one. And then, oh, now we're on insulin. Oh, we'll just keep upping your insulin. That is not health. That is the opposite of health. And so more empowerment needs to come for really caught getting yourself healthy from the root of who we are. And that's not what the messaging is from the big machine.
Right. 100%. And just the, when you said about diabetes has tripled in the United States in the last couple of years. It's tripled,
Exactly.
so it's, that proves, we really have to be careful and look at those ingredients before we buy these drinks and foods and stuff like that, because it's
Oh my
so.
gosh. I mean, it's like a part-time job to actually be able to eat without consuming the preservatives, the artificial ingredients, the artificial flavors, the seed oils that are so inflammatory. Like, it's almost impossible to avoid them. Used to be that way, right? Everything has just so degraded because it's all about everything being cheaper and more convenient. Well, you're going to either pay it now for something more expensive, or maybe spend a little more time, or you're going to pay it in the future. It's just, when do you want to do it? And I just love that with aesthetics, because especially women, we notice our skin. And as an esthetician, we can be so empowering for our clients and our friends and our family to say, hey, your skin is giving you a message. You don't need to go and take a pill. You don't need to go and cover it up. Let's start working on it from the inside. And let's basically sandwich it. Let's take it from the inside and the outside and really get the results. But
I agree with you 100%. Now, when it comes to food and timing, like what the one plate ritual and caffeine and alcohol rule that skin loves, like what are some of the things that we need to really understand when it comes to, eating and consuming caffeine and alcohol? Because those play a big role on our health also. In the United States, when you go to Europe, one plate. And one plate in America is completely different. When you eat a plate in Europe, the plate size is pretty small, but you get really full. You don't really need extra food. You go to a restaurant in the United States, and it's like it's you know it, the quantity in that plate could last you at least 3 days worth of food if you're a normal eater. But a lot of times, a lot of people, you see the food in front of you and they just eat fast and they don't even realize how much food they're consuming. So, how does that all play a role on our skin? And what are some tips that we can do to maybe, understand how hazardous it is and what we could do about it?
sure, absolutely. When we start talking about food volume, so many studies have shown that smaller portions are better. There's a lot of evidence too that's coming out, and I'm really fascinated with it, is the intermittent fasting, where we don't eat just because it's time for breakfast. No, we eat when we're hungry, and we space out those meals so that our body has time to use what we already put into it and allow for some clearing of that. When the digestive system is a constant working mode, it can't, it's like it can't get a break. You wouldn't want to have to keep moving your body 24/7 and never getting a break, but we don't ever give our systems in our bodies a break. And then when you said, like, you get a lot of food but you're full, it's because you're getting real food. You're not getting fake nutrient. When you think about bread, and sure, there is a place for a good quality, well-made sourdough and things like that. Absolutely. But you know what? When you're just getting preservatives and artificial ingredients, it doesn't nourish the body. And so you're always going to be hungry. And so your body's looking for more. And that's what sugar does, right? It spikes your insulin. And so then you're looking for more food. There's so much about that. Caffeine and alcohol. Caffeine in small, moderate amounts, okay, sure, as long as it's not affecting your sleep and you're not drinking it as your only sole source of fluids. There are pros and cons to the whole caffeine thing. Less is just going to be more, let's be clear.
Right.
And alcohol, honestly, there really isn't a benefit. There isn't. Our society wants there to be a benefit, but there is absolutely not. It's not the popular stance. It is not the popular thing for me to sit here and say, but I'm telling you, it is harmful to your health. And this is why when you actually see folks on your social media or whatever that say, I've been, 3 months without alcohol. Oh my God, I feel so amazing. Yeah, because the alcohol is that toxic to the body. It's toxic to the mind. It's toxic to the liver. It's toxic to all of the cells. But we don't want to accept that because we love that margarita. I love a margarita as much as the next guy, but it's the fact that we as a society don't have the ability to stop and go, can skip it, 95% of the time and just have a little bit here and there. But so those toxins that we're constantly putting in our body are only just depleting the ability for our body to heal itself. In my class, I wish I had my whiteboard. I would show you. I have a tool, a method that I came up with about 9 years ago for my students to show them like the energetic functioning of the body and how you can take each client and graphically or diagram them. It's a little diagramming method, if you will, that shows how much energy our body is using to protect itself from the caffeine, the alcohol, the lack of sleep, the stress, all of those things. And then how much healing energy is sitting there waiting to be used. And that's the goal, is to maximize that bank of healing energy so that when something bad does happen, our body's like, oh, please, I've got this. But if you're always holding your body at the threshold of, am I going over the cliff or not? Then you're then when something bad happens, you're screwed basically. And that goes for the skin. That's why people, healthy people have healthy skin. It's as simple as that. And so if you're not, your skin is telling you, hey, let's change something to improve our health, thus the skin will improve.
100%. Now, stress and hormones, like one movement snack, and one, wind down that's visible that helps skin in a week, what would that be?
Ooh, the stress and hormones piece. Again, they're all so intertwined with all of the things that we've been talking about. From a the sleep is going to be so big. Sleep is so big for hormones, and I know, hello, menopause, I get it. But you know what? We should be losing too. We rarely hear that our overall health has an impact on our hormones. We want to blame our hormones for everything,
We
right?
do.
The hormones get a bad rap. I feel bad for them. It's like, oh, come on, guys. But here's the thing. When the hormones are running 24/7, they keep us alive. They change by the millisecond. They are phenomenal and miraculous. We only notice them when things aren't going well. And so, like puberty and pregnancy and menopause, speaking for women, men have changes too, but right? But we always focus on the negative aspects of these hormones. I'm sorry, I don't want to be a 10-year-old body my whole entire life, and I certainly don't want to be reproducing in my 50s. Thank you very much. So these changes are really good. And as a society, again, we think that these symptoms or these changes that we're experiencing are bad. Oh, they're part of life. But We are already way out of balance from a physical and emotional standpoint.
Yeah.
Our hormones are only that much more noticeable. Those
Right.
little changes, our body, again, like I said, if I could draw that for you, my little tool, you would see how when you only have a little tiny bit of that reserve,
Yeah.
you are so much more susceptible to the little things like hormones, like lack of sleep, right? Someone who's got a lot of healing energy and all of a sudden some major thing happens, they have resilience. They can breeze through it, and their body isn't going to completely decompensate.
Yeah.
So I use the example of the twisted ankle with my client or my students all the time.
Yeah.
You have a client coming to you wanting, let's say, a chemical peel, and they are you're looking at their health and all of the questions, and we're critically thinking, and this person has like zero ability or healing energy left. Well, I can't in good conscience put a chemical peel on someone and remove their acid mantle or their protective barrier and
Yeah.
put them at risk for UV damage or for skin damage
Right.
and infection. So they don't have the reserve to protect and to heal the skin. So they're also going to be at risk for getting a negative result.
Right.
And so that's where it's like, oh, you just don't slap things on people. You got to talk to them.
Yeah.
So that person leaves, right? They've got their little smidgen of energy. They leave and they step off the curb and they roll their ankle. This
Right.
person, because their body is trying, is spending every other minute little, quanta of energy it has to keep this person alive.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, you twisted your ankle. Sorry, I got nothing for you,
Yeah.
because we can't take the energy away from keeping your heart and your brain and your liver from, functioning. We're
Yeah.
trying to keep you alive. And so this person's going to end up in a boot or and have pain and sequelae. Whereas the person with a lot of healing energy that does do all of these things for their health, they don't need a bunch of crap. They're conscious about getting good sleep and exercise and managing their stress and their limiting beliefs. These people, this person steps off the curb, rolls their ankle in an identical fashion. They're going to be like, oh, oops. Maybe their ankle is a tad bit stiff the next day, but the body's
Right.
like, oh, finally, something for us to do. And so it's going to send all of its healing energy to that ankle and poof, it's gone. Right?
Right.
We don't look at this because we're not taught to critically think about these kinds of things, but we don't look at when illness happens, why? And
Yeah.
when illness happens or injury happens, it's because the body can't is too taxed and doesn't have the energy to actually heal it or protect you from it.
Right.
So this is why illness. Why do you get sick when you travel? Why do you get sick when you start new things?
Yeah.
It's because your body is barely hanging on and your immune system can't handle it. So,
Exactly. That's so
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
Now,
I wish I had
for
my
the pros.
whiteboard.
Yeah, we need the whiteboard. For the pros, what's a client intake question that opens up the door to a whole new person care? Without overstepping.
Sure. The first one I love is, how's your health? That's the first question I ask my clients. And it's not just what they say, it's how they say it. It's more telling. When someone's like, oh, I'm fine. Okay, tell me what I'm fine means versus I'm great, right? Those are two very different answers.
Yeah.
And so then you get to ask more questions of
Right.
that person. So tell me what fine means. And then usually the client will start explaining, well, my husband got laid off again last week and now I'm the only breadwinner and we just and then they'll start going. And so
Yeah.
then you're taking all of that and you're putting it together with, okay, the skin their skin is dull, or man, they're breaking out a lot more, or okay, but then we look at their diet and they're drinking sugar constantly and they're not exercising, and they're stating that their stress is off the charts. Well, we've got to bring it in, and sometimes even just with your client talking about what's going on can be a nice relief. But then also, encouraging, hey, have you looked into methods for transforming your limiting beliefs to help you with your stress? Or have you looked at different methods for meditation? Meditation gets such a bad rap in our society anymore because everybody thinks you have to sit in the lotus pose and om your way into some sort of bliss. And most people struggle with that. No, meditation is about silencing the negativity of the mind and going somewhere and even just daydreaming and thinking about something positive, right? So it doesn't need to be big. But yes, and that's the other thing is, so I always start with that, but then I want to empower other aestheticians to ask more questions. I see it time and time and time again with my new students, that are, again, they're novices and they don't know. And so they're afraid to ask a question. And that's also our society. But you have to ask more. The more you ask, the more you know, the more you can use for your critical thinking. And then the more the client feels heard. Has nothing to do with the skin. It's going to have an effect on the skin,
I
for
love
sure.
that. Now, Cindy, listeners were promised five concrete actions. What would you share for five things that they can come up with this week that will help them on their journey to good skincare?
Sure. Five things. Well, I'm going to say the first one is going to be stop drinking the sugar. You're a badge. Stop drinking your sugar and really cut out as much as you possibly can. Get some adequate sleep. Set a timer. There are so many methods out there online that you can read about tips and tricks to improve your sleep and make it a priority. That's the thing, is sleep is the priority. Drink that high quality water with electrolytes. Get adequate and excessive and glorious hydration. And then we've got to work on that stress. So whether it is a meditation, whether it's taking an hour out of your week or an hour out of your day to just be for yourself. Setting up some sort of a routine in the morning is my favorite. I have a very strict routine in the morning that is all about setting up my day for success and my mind and my body. And then the fifth one, find an esthetician that you love, right? There are so many estheticians out there and so many different approaches. So get out there and treat yourself to finding someone to partner with to help you with your skin. A professional approach and going deeper into all of the aspects from the products, from the services, from the tools, all of it are going to benefit you.
I love it. That's awesome. Now, tell us about the services that you provide and about the program that you have.
Sure. Well, we originally started as a spa and a school, and that was a little too much. So I have the school, that's where my passion is. And so we teach a licensing program in Colorado and some advanced courses like peels and needling and things like that. We also have clients who come in for the students to perform services on. Our students get a tremendous amount of hands-on practice while they're in school. They are building their clientele. We get people coming in off the streets, and then I have my guinea pig group. About 500 of my that started out as my nurse friends from the hospital and it has just grown. And but they exchange free services for their feedback. And over the years, as things have just been developing, that's where I came up with my new online course that's called the Integrative Aesthetician. And this is where I teach those tools for client consultation to help that newer esthetician who doesn't understand the critical thinking piece to empower them to learn, then it goes into the physical health and the non-physical health as a as background supporting content. And then we also with that course, we have live Zoom sessions where students of the class can come in and ask questions, and we brainstorm and we talk about their client, or we talk about whatever it is that they're not understanding or they're wanting more information about. And there's a Facebook group. There's lots of pieces to it, and then bonus materials. So I will constantly be adding to the bonus materials. Like I did a whole video. You can actually find that one on YouTube about the microbiome. It's a
I love it.
little woo-woo, but it's good. It's a analogy-based microbiome
Yeah.
discussion. So, but
Oh, I
yeah.
love them. That's amazing. This has been an amazing conversation. You provided a ton of knowledge, today about the skin. So many people, just like they struggle with their skin. They have so many different problems. They look in the mirror and they just, they're not happy with the texture of their skin. It's either too dry, too oily. They have acne, the wrinkles are coming on a little too early, a little too fast, so many things. They're looking for that nice glow, they want some firmness, and they just don't know, where to start, where to begin, what are the options? And, like we were talking about, there's so many things out there, and there's a lot of things that just don't work. They're just like, they're just being sold to be sold, and they don't work, and people are paying for it. So I'm so glad you came on the show to really explain everything so thoroughly and give us a lot of good information about our skin and then different things that we could do to actually help our skin. And you mentioned a lot of natural stuff too. It goes all the way back to the diet, what we put on their mouth, and how we take care of our body plays a big role on how we look and how we're going to look in the next 10 years and 20 years and so forth. So if you want to look in the mirror and you want to feel young and youthful, you have to really start thinking about how am I taking care of myself, and like you said, what symptoms, what signs are the body giving you? Because sometimes you have to really think about, you can't just rely on a medication because that's just going to take away the symptoms. You really need to figure out what the root cause is and go after that. And I love how you mentioned about the gut. You brought it down. Basically, a lot of these problems have to do with our gut. And, so I really, loved how you presented yourself today and how you gave such great information. And I just want to thank you so much for being on the show. I hope you'll come back and we can talk more in depth about a lot of the topics that you brought up.
Sure. Yeah, that's great. Our motto that came out naturally years ago when we first started was it's about the skin, but it's not about the skin. And that ultimately is the whole idea. We're seeing it here, but it's coming from within. So don't just approach it from the skin perspective. Always go deeper.
That's
Always go deeper.
amazing advice. I love that. I love that. That's a great motto. I love it. Thank you so much, Cindy. This has been amazing.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.